Welcome to Apple at Work podcast about all things Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. Back on the show is our friend Gary from Bitwarden. Gary, welcome back to Apple at Work. I think it's maybe like your fourth episode.
Oh, thanks, Bradley. Always fun.
I love Bitwarden. It's a great product. I think all the, you know, there's so many awesome password managers on the market today, and they're all good. Like, you know, it's really a win for consumers that there's so many good password managers that are easy to use. But I'll also add a caveat that the password managers have become a lot easier to use in the workplace. They're a lot easier integrations to do, and they're really becoming the default. I mean, I know you've been at Bitwarden, you know, a while now. What's it like kind of watching enterprises becoming the default using, you know, password managers?
It's been a lot of fun because I think, you know, it's been about 4.5 years and I've been involved. Bitwarden's been around a few years before that. And I think there was a wave with the explosion of the cloud and the SaaS applications where people thought, I'm just covered with a single sign-on. Like, we're good. But then we've just continued to see, unfortunately, you know, breach after breach after breach, almost all of which get associated with weak and reused password credentials. And so I think there has been a big wake-up call in the workplace that we do need a combination of single sign-on if we're using that plus password manager that can be used for the workforce. And that, you know, if you don't give people a tool, they will, unfortunately, revert to simple passwords and memory and reusing and just all the things that you don't want them to do. So I do think your assessment is right that companies and organizations are seeing, you know, we can't turn a blind eye to this. The problem won't go away by ignoring it.
Well, I think you made a great point, and that's something I was going to bring up. Like, a password manager doesn't negate the need for single sign-on, but single sign-on doesn't negate the need for good passwords. Like, all these things are layers upon themselves. And then, you know, and even a tool like Collide that you may want to hook into your SSO, like, all these things are layers too, because I don't know, like, I feel like the world of cybersecurity with this AI stuff and generative AI and phishing, like, it's going to get really, really complicated. And so really, how security teams are going to have to build their fortress is like actually layers of security to where, you know, if someone's using a bad password for, you know, if some whatever, I don't know, what a reason getting a bad password used across some sites, well, if that gets leaked, you have that single sign-on as the next step. And it's like, it's layers and layers of security. Yeah. But again, I think there's no one-size-fits-all, because if there was a one-size-fits-all, that's then what the hackers would reach against. Like, you know, you've got to have, again, layers and layers and layers and layers of security. But it's what I think the cool thing is, what the industry, I think, has figured out on the application, the you know, integration side, is these tools are no longer silos, like, where they're integrating well together for customers. Yes. You know, even companies that, like, may compete in some ways, like it's actually, you may have joint customers. So, like, let's make sure actually our products work together, because when our products work together, things are more secure.
And that's an approach that Bitwarden and others have taken to make it easy for companies to adopt. So, you know, if you already have a single sign-on and you want to use single sign-on as a way to access your password manager, you can do that. You can actually remove the need for a password to get into your password manager by having a trusted device that works in conjunction with your SSO solution. Or if you already have LDAP groups, you know, commonly in Active Directory or Azure AD or now Entra ID, you can synchronize those groups with your password manager. One use case I love, a very progressive company, they want to make sure that new teams who are forming have good communication mechanisms. So any new team that is forming, so Tiger team on a project, can request a LDAP group or a directory group so they can organize themselves easily. And then the IT team also has a flag where you can request a synchronized Bitwarden group. So the day that this team forms, both the directory services group is there and a complementary Bitwarden group. So, you know, you're sharing the stuff from the get-go in a secure fashion.
No, that's true. And, like, it's building that infrastructure that's the key. So you're not trying to gatekeep things from working, but you're building that infrastructure so you're not having to kind of blanket open up everything. It's like, you know, these smaller groups, and you do it in a way that's like scalable and mm-hmm. automated. That makes a lot of sense. This week, you all, as of recording, you all had a really, really cool survey that came out. And I love these surveys. It was, you know, obviously highlighted around World Password Day and all those activities. And one of the things that like I was shocked by, and I would love to hear your take, and we'll have a link to the entire survey. It's really worth a download just to see some of the stats. And I think it highlights from like a high level, like how far we've come as an industry, but then also like, we just still have a long way to go, and it's never, still it's never ending. But that's 38% of individuals in the US reuse passwords across 11 to 20 accounts. I don't know. That seems like a lot. Seems pretty scary. I mean,
well, again, if you think about it, you know, we're asked to create all these passwords. We're asked to create passwords with combinations of letters and numbers and capitals and so forth. And it's a little bit hard for a human being to do that without a tool. So, you know, left to our own, we'll tend to create a little system in our head. And if that system worked for one website, well, we'll just use it for the next website. So without help, it's hard to do. And I wouldn't expect people to come up with unique passwords for different websites on their own. And that's a near impossible feat for a human being. But of course, using a password manager changes that fundamental assumption of, you know, you want to have a strong and unique credential for every service that you interact with. And why is that? Of course, people might know, but this way, if one of those services or websites or applications that you interact with gets breached, you only have to worry about changing that password. And you can sort of sit calmly by and say, I don't have to worry about any of my other passwords. And this does continue to be a way, the reuse passwords is a way that people, you know, are getting into trouble, and whether that's individuals or companies, because people will gather breach information on the internet, maybe came from some e-commerce company where you bought a pair of shoes once, but maybe you also use that password for something at work. And so, you know, tackling reuse is a big effort that we all need to do together.
Well, and if you, going back to when we opened, if you don't have the password manager, that's why you need a password manager deployed, mandatory, because if you, like, as you said, if you don't give people a tool, like, they will use a tool, their memory, and that's what we don't want. Another key point I thought was interesting was, I'm almost going to read this verbatim, despite 77% of users expressing confidence in their ability to recognize a phishing attack, and 74% feel prepared to handle AI-enhanced cyber threats, many still engage in risky password management techniques. The AI stuff seems high, because I don't think, like, if 74% of people think they're like ready to recognize AI phishing attempts, I don't think people are somewhat prepared of what's coming with like generative AI on video. Because like right now, what we consider the phishing attempts are like the emails that are like, you know, often easy to spot, and the text messages are also like, we're so used to those. But what we're not used to is a phone call that spoofs the CEO's number that sounds like the CEO. Like, that's actually not, I don't think people are prepared for that.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mozilla is more than an Apple MDM. Mozilla is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozyle.com. That's business.mozyle.com. Thanks to Mozyle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
I agree with you. And, you know, I think we see this both in the individual market and as well as the business market, is there is an overconfidence gap. We think we are more protected than we are. We have a tendency as human beings, it won't happen to me. So now we're kind of relying on luck as a security strategy, which isn't necessarily a great idea. And I don't think there's enough we can do other than keep talking about it and educating ourselves on all the different permutations that are coming. My neighbors knocked on the door last week in the evening because it's an older couple, and one of them was working at the computer, and something flashed up that said, this is Apple, and we need to contact you immediately about your account and call us. And, you know, that led to a whole problem where now they've got to go, you know, double check their bank accounts and so forth. So I think just being aware, it's unfortunate that the online world is free for all, and that with that comes some risks that people have to pay attention to. And of course, as you said, the generative AI is going to make that job more challenging.
Well, and again, on a personal level, it's like you're spouse calls you on the phone, or sounds like your spouse. It's like, hey, I need our password to, you know, what's my Apple ID password? And, oh, what was my login information? You know, those are the kind of things like we are just not prepared for it. In some ways, just like those pop-ups now that we see, like, you know, a lot of us are like, yeah, those are fake. Like, well, when those first came on the scene, they were kind of scary to people.
Yeah.
Again, this is where, again, I said at the beginning, like, you're almost having to put things in place to protect people yeah. from themselves. Like, where you're putting on the infrastructure side, you're putting in, again, go back to what I said at the beginning, layers and layers. So if someone actually does, oh, crap, I gave away my password. Okay, like, let's say you got login password or, you know, to this. Okay, well, let's say worst case scenario, they get access to your SSO because you reuse the password. I mean, nobody's going to do that, but yeah, they might. Then you want something into place like, well, this is an unknown device. Like, you know, we need additional checks in place before we allow that device access to applications. That's where you have to get. And that's, you know, it's challenging. So one of the things that I also thought was interesting, like, where do you think the crossover is between like people's lax passwords at home and like how that impacts to the workplace? Do you think like people recognize there needs to be a difference in strategy, or do you think like people recognize like, hey, my workplace stuff needs to be ramped up, you know? Cause my fear is like, people think like, you know, it's not going to happen to me, but like, I think we should be putting stronger stuff in at work than we have at home.
One would think, and there are, you know, the other thing that this addresses is, you know, how much do people care about their personal life and how much do they care about their work life? And while I hope everybody cares about both, I think people do tend to care a little bit more about their personal life. I think that's okay. So we did, you know, one question is that we had on the survey is, since using a password manager at home, how would you describe your change in your security habits at work? And, you know, 51% of the people said, I've become more security conscious at work. And 45% said, I reuse passwords less frequently. If you look at the crossover apps between work and home, we've got email, we've got collaborative documents, we've got messaging. And, you know, the list gets pretty thin after that. But password management is another sort of day-to-day application that we do use at home and at work. And we think we should take advantage of the fact that that's the case and that being secure at work can help you learn habits to be secure at home and vice versa. For example, Bitwarden, and I think other password managers too, make available, if you have a enterprise business plan, every person gets a free family plan. Sometimes you can have more success with people by protecting their family and then having them bring those skills to work. In fact, we're planning a Twitter space next week. I think it's going to be on May 2nd on why aren't you using a password manager at work? Hopefully have a interesting discussion on that.
Yeah, I do think that's a smart strategy of like, hey, we want you to use this to work. Here's a free license to use at home. It's just, again, it's habits. And I think that the habit here with passwords is the key thing where like your default is to not manually create a password. The default for new accounts is either using a password manager to create a long, you know, account. Of course, if you're hooked into single sign-on, like that's even better. And then secondly, you know, if available, passkeys. And I want to talk about that too for just a second. We've talked about this on multiple episodes. And I've said it on countless episodes, passkey adoption is going to be gradually and then very suddenly. Like, we're going to wake up probably in 2026, 2027. And, you know, right now when I have to make a new account, passkeys is probably there 25% of the time. I probably use it 25% of the time. I think in the next 3 years or so, that's going to flip and it's going to be 75% of the time. What did your survey find in terms of passkey adoption, and was it surprising to you?
The survey found that passkeys are moving along. And it's just like you said, we don't see them everywhere now, but they are coming on strong. Bitwarden is a big supporter. We have team members participating at the FIDO Alliance working on the standards, as well as building passkeys into the entire Bitwarden portfolio. Just a few stats. 51% of respondents are now saying they're using passkeys, which is great. But we also have some stats that people still want to understand a little bit about how they work and how they're different, and understand the security benefits that they provide. There is some I think trepidation, but I think with the industry efforts that are going on and with the folks who are strong on promoting cybersecurity, people will get there. I agree with your assessment. We are going to see a big change in passkey adoption in terms of increasing numbers. And we think that's good for users. Keeps everybody more secure. They're phishing resistant. You can now have synchronized passkeys across your devices, which is a huge benefit. So all of that is good news for consumers and good news for the companies.
Well, I think what we're seeing here too, and you and I are kind of old timers here. Not to age you like me, but we've been around, we've been around the industry a little bit. Every year there's a new generation of kids coming to the workforce that has grown up with biometrics as the default. Mm-hmm. And just as in the same way, there was a generation of kids that came up that they never knew working without email. I don't remember working without email. Well, there was a day then people transitioned to now we have email now. And because this has become the default and most of your modern devices across Android, Windows Surface does a nice job here. Obviously Apple does a great job here. And we've, as an industry, built privacy into this biometric where people do trust it. You're just going to get a generation of workers that if you don't have passkeys, they're going to be what the heck is this? It's almost going to be when someone doesn't offer two-factor authentication. It's what do you mean you offered? It's the default. The default for these people will be passkeys. And there will be, it's really better for the application vendor if they don't offer passwords. If you don't have passwords, there's nothing to have breached. And so if you can get to where passkeys for my application is the default, that's a win for the vendor.
Yes. Yeah. There's a number of wins on the vendor side, as you noted. On the e-commerce side, every time you can have a successful login, it's going to be more transactions and more business. And in enterprise applications, every time you can have a successful login, it's one less problem for the IT team to worry about. So as a whole, we want both individuals and employees doing the work that they're supposed to do, whether it's, shopping for things or, filing the report, and not having to worry about the credentials. And passkeys is going to make all of that significantly simpler. Will say that even in advance of that, you can live a passwordless life today with a password manager, right? The password manager is going to autofill things for you. The password manager is going to generate a strong and unique password when you need to use a password. The password manager will keep your passkey for you. So for those who sort of want to do away with it, the big thing is just got to take the first step and get a password manager.
Yeah, I think that's the key too, especially on the enterprise side, because as good as Safari and Chrome are on the personal side of kind of being that baby step towards a dedicated password manager, in the enterprise, you want something that I would argue there's an audit trail that those password managers offer that you're not thinking like, yeah, there's a usability thing, but then there's also data and analytics that you can then use later to analyze if there was a breach. It's like, okay, where did this breach come from? Was it from the password manager? Just a lot of good information in the survey. And last thing I want to bring up here, you know, that we talked about this, but I thought the question of how do you perceive the future of authentication in the light of passkeys, 51% of the people believe that password and passkeys will coexist. And I think you mentioned that. And I think that is going to be true for like the next decade, but like that pendulum is going to change by the year. So yeah, passwords are not going away next year, but it's probably more akin to 99% of my transactions are with a credit card, but cash hasn't gone away. And it's probably going to be like that. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a very fair assessment. Every year, people will become more comfortable with passkeys. I think there will remain a small faction of the diehard security enthusiasts who want their brain to be the key to whatever they're doing. We see this as well in the Bitwarden community, that there are folks who, while they appreciate the simplicity of biometrics, it's just not for them, right? They don't want the chance that somebody could, you know, put their fingerprint on their device or, you know, scan their face or so. But I think, you know, I want to be clear, that's a small group of people who have a very, severe threat model that they're trying to maintain. And I think for most people, biometrics combined with passkeys or passwords will be the way that they're going to want to interact with everything.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great way to look at it. Survey was great. I love those because it really, you know, you all had a broad range of respondents, and it kind of gives you an idea of like how we're moving on things. And again, layers. I'm going to make that the title of the show, is layers and layers of security, and a password manager is an absolutely critical part of that. But it's not the only thing. And then again, how you deploy that and how you manage it, manage the password manager, how it's deployed, how it's managed, what are you doing with the data on the login information? So yeah, fantastic stuff. We'll have a link to the show notes to download it. Again, it's a fantastic read. It's free download. In fact, I'm not even sure you all require an email address to download it. It looks like you just give the PDF, not gated.
It's all there for folks who want to go and take a shortcut. If you search for the survey room, or the Bitwarden, the survey room, should come up in the results there. And so we'll have that available. And then you can also see historical surveys that Bitwarden has worked on with both third-party research groups as well as surveying the Bitwarden community.
Yeah, that's it's a great survey. One final thing I wanted to mention that I thought was it's one of the key takeaways. A third of the respondents feel unprepared about defending against AI cyber threats. That's going to be the story of the next 2 years, I think, is like AI cyber threats. But I think we'll be okay. Again, this is where passkeys. I think passkeys is a perfect. It's a prime example of why how you're going, because you can't. Well, not yet. It's hard to mimic my fingerprint without actually having my fingerprint there. So that's going to be good. Yep. But we'll have a link in the show notes on it. But again, great work as always. Any final parting thoughts about what's new at Bitwarden, Gary?
A lot of the things we've talked about in terms of passkeys becoming much more pervasive and in use. And so if folks want more information, if you're not using Password Manager, you can get started at bitwarden.com. And if you're interested in the survey detail, you can check out the survey room.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, this week, and we'll see you next week.